There you go.
Sorry? Down the panel.
Oh, yeah.
Why do we have two different microphones?
They're going to be used for different purposes.
Okay.
Yeah, it was actually, so it's the microphone array data, and also the pilot data, and then the headset data. Different groups will have different types of sound.
What would the difference, yeah, the difference in the engine theory? Can't see when it's good. Agenda for the, all right. The agenda for this meeting is we'll initially have the prototype presentation by our two designers, and then we'll evaluate it given the criteria that that we gave it, and talk about our finances, whether we were under or over our budget. I have a spreadsheet where we can calculate our prices for every aspect of what we've made, given our options, and evaluate the product as a group.
Okay.
And so, first we'll have the prototype presentation. Do you need the PowerPoint?
Yeah, I've just got a few slides.
All right, Jen.
Thank you.
yeah, here we are. This is what we came up with. It's a pretty simple design. It's based on a mango, yeah.
A mango.
Yeah, and we have the company logo here, and this will be the infrared here, and this will be the PowerPoint. On/off button.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, what was it? Where's the LED?
It's in the middle of one of the little arms.
Oh, okay.
And then the other one is the fire. And we just have a simple design. We wanted it all to be
palm held.
Accessible from your thumb. Yeah, palm held. And
yeah.
All the buttons are accessible from your thumb.
Notice you have a number 10 button.
Oh, that was a mistake, wasn't it? Right, no.
Just cut one off.
Sorry, I was in charge of the numbers.
No problem.
And this is just, I think, about like 11 and 12. But the plus.
So 1 plus
you
1 would be 11.
You
go
1, 3 or something.
Oh, you press a plus button?
Then you go 1, 3, yeah.
Oh, okay, I've never heard of that kind before.
Well, we just thought we have all the numbers here, so we wanted something representative of numbers larger than 10.
Yeah. Because if you, on your average remote, if you press 1 twice, you just go to, say you wanted channel 12, you press 1, then you go to channel 1, and then 2, then you just go to channel 2 instead of 12.
It's not,
so if you did like 1 plus 2,
yeah.
You could go to.
Okay.
12 or 2 plus 2 is channel 20.
Would you have to go 0 plus 1 if you want to go to channel 1 or 2?
No. All, that's why we have all these numbers. These numbers all work independently up to 9.
Yeah, but I mean, if you press it, it'll go to that channel right away.
Yeah.
Because you got to press the plus afterwards.
Oh, no. The plus is only for if you're going past number 9.
Yeah, I know, but if I want to go to, say, number, it's like 65, channel 65, if I press the 6, it'll go to channel 6, and then I'll press the plus, and then it'll go to 6, and then put the 5, and it'll go to 65.
No, you press the plus first. I would have thought you pressed the plus first, and then the 65, but she says plus.
Oh, I don't
know.
We can
further
define that.
I wouldn't have thought it would be a problem that it went to channel 6 first, like on the way to channel 65.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a problem.
Yeah,
but I just want to add, like, as long as we realize that's what it'll do.
There's a delay on remotes, I think, where you can have it. It's like a 5 second input time. So as long as you hit them,
Yeah, that
it should be fine.
Yeah.
As long as it's not a big pause between two buddies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So on the top there is volume and
channel. Which
channel
is so
and volume up. Okay, cool.
You could just go like that without thinking about it.
Yeah. Where's the power button?
It's in the middle.
It's
not
the bigger L.
Oh,
okay. So it's just it.
Yeah, it's all accessible without taking your hand off the remote.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
We went for like a circular design for the numbers because we thought that was kind of a more natural movement than just going like that with your thumb.
Oh, okay.
Ergonomics are all considered.
Ergonomics.
Yeah.
It might actually help with the repetitive stress injury.
It could cause another type of repetitive
injury.
But yeah, no, I mean, it's a different movement, so and the feel of it, I mean, we've made this out of Play-Doh, which is representing the, you know, the rubber, the spongy rubberness, because it was said before in the material specification that this anti-RSI materials often used in stress balls, so this has got, you know, a bit of give to it. And
a bit of a stress ball
feel.
Yes.
The palm of your hand.
My goodness. There you go.
Thanks.
Ready? Oh, it's nice. Oh, I think I killed the five.
I did.
I killed the four.
Oh, God. Okay, as for the colours, we were presented with a limited range of colours for this prototype. But we're thinking that, seeing as we're having it in interchangeable casing anyway, that this is not necessarily a representation of the true colours that we would necessarily use, or the combination. And we're thinking to carry on with the fruit and vegetable theme, the colour combination just could be named after different fruit.
Oh,
black and yellow, watermelon, red and green, or vanilla might be the most popular if it just blends in more settled cream instead of the others are all a bit garish.
I think like vanilla and banana would.
Banana's more representative of our colour scheme, like the company, the yellow and black.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So that for corporate identity, that would probably be the most straight. I mean, watermelon, you know, probably appealing to
kind of Christmas, you know.
Yeah. Seasonal. Apple, green, brown, more kind of trendy, you know, khaki.
The pomegranate's kind of girly and funky, kind of. And
cool.
Then the vanilla's more for the more sophisticated customers.
We thought of the components. It was definitely a focus of ergonomics and just a single handheld device. I mean, you don't need to use both hands. One hand to hold this and type in with the other, you can just use your thumb.
Yeah.
As we said, the rubber is probably used for comfort and anti-RSI. That's about it.
All right. Thank you very much. Good work, everyone. All right. And so now that we have a prototype, we need to go over the finances and seeing if this prototype matches what our budget can handle.
Mm-hmm.
So I have something I'm going to... wait a minute. Do you need to do a presentation first? I don't know what order it goes in. Yeah, I'm going to check that out for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, sorry, you're right. The evaluation criteria is next to you.
Hello.
Okay, come on my computer. Sorry, my computer's giving me technical difficulties.
Just press that on functioning again.
Last time I did that, it's...
And then again, I think. One more time.
Oh, still not there?
Yeah.
Okay, now I think for this one, I could, would you guys prefer to use the whiteboard, or maybe I'll just do it on right on the screen where you can see it. We're going to be doing an evaluation report together based on the prototype that we've just seen. And looking back at my notes from both our conceptual and our functional meetings, I made a list of what our original requirements and goals were, back to our kickoff meeting this morning. And we'll evaluate as to whether we've done what we set out to do. And we're going to do it on a 1 to 7 scale, where 1 is true and 7 is false. So basically, the lower the points, the better. Okay, so question number 1. Does the remote, whoops, sorry. Oh, I'm not going to, I'll do it on the whiteboard. I can't change it. So I'm going to ask you to push it down once.
Okay.
I'll write down our scores up on the whiteboard. Feel,
I think, we've been quite successful with the
yeah.
rubber coating.
The look is a little bit more playful.
Yeah. I guess it depends on your definition of fancy, but it's definitely different.
I think the colour has a lot to do with it. I mean, the colours we were given for making the prototype aren't the colours that I think we would have necessarily chosen. It's not the kind of
we were only given red and black.
Red, black, and yellow, and orange.
Yes.
And we don't want to go for black because most remote controls are black or grey, so we want to stand out that way anyway.
But if you can imagine that in, like, as just maybe a kind of pale metallic-y finish or something.
Metallic-y finish works.
Well, I know it's for rubber.
If
you can visualise this in nice colours, I think it would look great.
I
kind of
like the potato look.
It's mango.
Oh, sorry,
it's
mango.
Potato's fine.
Yeah, the fruit or vegetable depends on your mood.
Yeah, totally.
So I myself would say a 1 or 2.
Yeah. I would say 2, personally.
I'd say 2,
for the
fanciness.
Yeah.
1 being true.
So. I had 2.
Okay. Okay, so question number 2 was, is it technologically innovative? So I know we have the Kinect Energy, which is very innovative.
Yeah,
and the use of the rubber.
Use of the rubber,
the RSI.
LED.
The LED use isn't particularly innovative, and we don't have any scroll buttons, it's all push buttons, there's no LCD control, so if we're thinking about the rest of the market, it's sort of probably halfway in some aspects. It is,
I'd say maybe 3.
I'll go for 3,
and I think, I mean, it's tough to say because we didn't want it to be more innovative than this, because then that would be the purpose. So, I mean, I can go for 3, but I think we actually reached our goal.
I think so.
I think it's more. Can't really get confused with that.
No,
I mean, we have to work out the number.
The plus number.
Plus
thing.
Once that's figured out. Number 4, is this a good looking remote? Remember that 75% of users find most remote controls ugly.
I guess I think the color comes into this.
Yeah, color will definitely be a factor.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the logo could be smaller.
Okay.
Yeah.
And maybe not in such a prominent way.
But
maybe like at the bottom, kind of.
But the management said that it had to be prominent.
Well, it just had to be on there, I guess.
Just not touch it.
It's time for 3 I killed.
I was just wondering if it should be like flatter. Or
I suppose that would be.
I like the appeal of it being like a big glob in your hand.
But you know what I just thought of then, right? Where's it going to sit in your living room? Is it not going to fall off the arm?
Maybe it's the bottom is just sort of flat.
Yeah, the bottom.
And the rest
like,
is like
chopped a bit.
But then
round.
It is comfortable in your hand.
Oh, that's true.
It would still be comfortable.
Yeah,
you can handle it.
It could be on the bottom, so you want to loop, like, if it's flat here, so it sits up.
Yeah.
Like that.
Oh, that would be nice.
I fall over all the time. I mean, you know.
Yeah, it's less.
If it's weighted, maybe.
Okay, we're done designing.
Okay, so is this a good looking fucking remote. You want to show it off to our friends.
You would though, because it's more interesting than other
things. Yeah.
I think it was another color and it was like, I think it'd look okay. Maybe a two.
I mean, I
it definitely goes that well than like your average.
Yeah.
Remote like that, but definitely in another color. I'm not happy with Ella's colors.
Okay, so should we say two?
Sure.
Yeah.
Question number five. What? Will people be willing to spend €25 on this product? Remember that 80% of users were willing to spend more money when remote control looked fancy.
I think we have to market it in the right way, but to say that it is simplistic, so people don't just see it and think, this is so simplistic, I don't want to spend €25. We have to market
it.
And the kinetic
energy
durable.
So you know, those will be familiar.
No, I guess I don't know much about the remote control industry. How much your average sells for?
But you're a marketing expert.
I think they're like $10. But you don't have to buy batteries, so in the long term, it's going to actually save money.
Yeah.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think with a good marketing scheme and the personalization options.
Yeah, I would give it a two still.
Yeah.
Okay, number six, can someone read out?
Does this prototype match the operating behavior of the average user?
Yeah, so that was mainly good.
Yeah,
I think it does.
Oh, yeah.
Because
the most accessible buttons are the volume and the channel changing. And it's just, you don't have to think about it. You don't have to look down to find them. They're clearly there, easy to use.
Yeah.
I think the key word there is average, because there were some people that used the video input and sound and stuff.
Yeah.
But they're not you and I, really. So.
Yeah.
Okay, so one?
Yeah.
Okay. Number seven. Can you push it down? Will this remote control be easy to find when lost? Remember that 50% of users lose their remote regularly.
We have the alarm system.
Is the alarm system still?
When you press the alarm system, the lights.
lights on the end or flashes off. I mean, it's not obvious from the outside that that's going to happen. Because you can't particularly see.
I thought the light from the inside was
the light, it will.
Or was it like
when the alarm's not? Yeah, if you
push the button, makes the noise, right?
Yeah.
It turns into a duck and starts crying.
Yeah.
You're
awesome.
Well, if it was having an alarm system, I mean, when it lights up, it could light up when the alarm might.
Yeah.
But if it was hidden underneath the cushion or something, there wouldn't be any point. So you can't see the alarm, but it would
light.
I thought it was going to make a noise.
Question number eight. Will it be easy to learn how to use this remote when brand new? Remember that 34% of users usually find it difficult.
Totally.
It has to be,
What's that written down on the page?
I think just because we've decided to reduce it down to the basic buttons, I think that in itself makes it
so much easier. Does it make more sense for the middle one to be just an enter button? So then you would have to push two buttons every time, at least.
Yeah, since it's like channel six.
That's
easy.
Annoys me though when it's 0 6 and you have to press.
We don't have to press 0.
You just press 6 enter.
Oh, okay.
And then like
12
enter.
All right, die.
Yeah, I think that's probably more straightforward. Yeah, good point.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll say yes. It's one. Question number 9. Will minimize the effects of RSI, which was repeated strain injury. Which affected over a quarter of users.
I think so. It's like right in the.
But if you're
your thumb might get a little.
I don't think it will.
We may have to do some more research into other strain injuries that we don't know about.
But it is soft.
Mm-hmm.
It's soft.
And that's kind of what the PowerPoint slide thing said would be good for
yeah.
all
yeah.
the slides, so
I
maybe
know
it is.
Are all
things
that
are. Yeah.
That's true. Because I mean, you can hold your left hand and use your index finger. But there's not really any other options unless it's like a keyboard. So
yeah.
yeah.
I think we did as much as you can with the remote control.
Yeah.
So, one or two, do you think?
I think two.
Okay, number 10, did we somehow incorporate the company color and logo?
Yes, we did.
Now, is the color going to be there even if it's like vanilla? Is the yellow?
We can't really do that because, for example, on the banana thing, we can't have it as being yellow.
Mm-hmm.
It will sound right. So it's not always going to be the same color.
It sounds like the color is something that we
want. Yeah, the colors are yellow and gray.
Gray, yeah.
So it could be gray on the banana one.
Yeah, it could be gray.
Yeah.
I mean, the yellow's ugly though.
Yeah, that's right. We didn't.
So I think we'll have to talk to our executive managers and see if we can get away with just the RR.
Yeah, I think this is the factor that we've been least successful in.
Perhaps
from
the metallic RR, if that's great, and it wouldn't be that expensive to have a little bit of metal.
No.
That is
not insane. So, you think that's more of a 3 then? 3, 4?
Well, I think 4.
Well, I don't.
But we have good reasons for it, so we can still put a 4? Okay. Okay, and final question. Do we stay true to our motto and put the fashion into electronics? Current trends of fruits and veggies desire for sponginess.
I would say so.
Following that brief in the region.
But maybe. More like two, because there's no like pictures of fruit. It's just sort of naming it by a fruit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like
the
colors. Names.
Yeah.
No, and then plates interchangeable.
Yeah.
So you can have banana and kiwi. And
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's something that's kind of in the making too. Like maybe it'll become more.
That's fashionable in itself to have interchangeable plates.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think one. Well, that was our brief.
The thing is, I think if somebody saw that and you said, what was that inspired from?
Yeah.
I don't know if you'd instantly say, mango.
Yeah. Maybe if it was scented.
Oh, yeah. There we go. That was great.
Yeah, we have money for that. All right, so based on this evaluation, do we average them out? Sort of thing?
Yes, we do. So what was I going to put for that? 2 for fashion?
I would say 2.
Yeah.
Okay, so our average there are 5, 6, 8, 10, 11, 12, 13, 15, 19, 21, divided by 11.
1.9 is 9.
Yeah.
I don't know these things.
Between 1 and 2.
Between 1 and 2.
Okay.
So that's pretty
easy.
Yeah, that's very good because the highest we could have got is 1.
Alright.
Does that seem right though?
Yeah, because we have 4 different ones.
Okay.
It seems like it should be more around 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have non calculator.
I'm attempting to do that.
Okay.
Yeah, it is 1.9.
Oh,
wow.
What the heck?
Oh,
that's excellent.
Right, now that over and done with, our next step is to see if we are under budget. And my computer's frozen. No, it's not. So, in our shared folder, if everyone could go there right now,
sorry.
I'm going to
oh, you're gonna
steal a cable.
Is that the project?
It's an Excel file. Oh.
Production cost.
Yeah. Okay, there we go. Production cost. And I have to access that as well. One moment. Okay, so far I've added what I think. Or what is going on? Great. blinking at me. It's locked for editing. I'm gonna open up the second one then. It's locked for editing. I have the original in my my email account.
Or is it locked because I'm in it?
I don't know.
It just means that we can't add any more to it now. Have you completed it?
No.
Oh, right.
No, it was hoping that you guys could.
Okay.
Here we go. Okay, here we go. So we need to tally up how much our product will be costing. So you can look up at the screen, the live screen. I guess looking at your own team and telling me which one you think. Okay, we're using Kinetic, which is quite a large expense at €3.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We're using a regular chip.
Yeah.
It's double curved,
double
so it's curved.
Curved.
Oh no, it's another 3. We're already at 5. We're using plastic and rubber.
Yeah.
So, good thing plastic is free. Right?
What's a special color?
Yeah.
Not?
I guess we should do it just for one kind.
Yeah.
So it's like special color, we'll have 2 colors, right?
Yeah.
Well, one color for the case, one color for the buttons.
Mm-hmm.
So we can.
Yeah.
We have push button interface, so that's inexpensive. And we have a special color. With the button, and we also have a special form.
And
a special material. Which puts us just barely under budget. Hooray!
Congratulations!
Yeah! Pretty good, guys. So, our operating cost is €12.20. Awesome. And back to our PowerPoint, so we've... Okay, yes we are. So we need to do a project evaluation again, which is probably, a different extension of the...
Of the actual project rather than a product.
Yeah.
Hmm.
A project.
Yeah, because we're talking
so
about leadership
how
teamwork.
We actually went around doing it.
Yeah. All right, so do you guys feel like there was room for creativity?
I think we were pushed.
Mm-hmm.
Pushed for creativity.
And we weren't really given a lot of time or
materials.
Yeah, to go about our design task. So I think we could have done with a bit more time.
Yeah. Okay, so it'd be like, need more time and materials.
Yeah.
But you were allowed creativity.
Yeah.
I think so, like, but you were supposed to.
Yeah, and the conceptual and functional. Like, we were very creative in coming up with an idea, I guess.
Yeah. Well, we just limited by resources.
And we can
end
it.
Yeah.
Okay.
If we had decided to use the LCD screen and, like, solar power backup and everything, and we wouldn't have been able to afford that, so that did limit
creativity.
Right.
Just,
mm-hmm.
But
okay.
Yeah, pretty much idea.
Leadership? Is this me being like, guys, do you like me?
Good leadership, I think we stayed on task.
Yeah,
yeah.
We did, seems we've come out with what we intended, a product within the budget. I think that's a sign of the leadership. And also our personal coach helps along the way. So,
yeah.
You know.
And the timing was good. We never were pushed for time or sat around doing nothing. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Good
timing. Oops, special coke.
I think
they worked great as a team.
Yeah.
It's good teamwork. I think we were well suited to our roles.
Yeah.
All right, how are our memes? We need more Play-Doh colors.
Yeah,
yeah, more Play-Doh, because that was all the red we had. So
yeah,
if we wanted to make a bigger
thing,
we wouldn't have been able to.
Okay.
satisfactory? Is that?
Yeah, the computer programs are good.
Yeah, it could be really straightforward for the computer.
Yeah, and things
the
like
only thing was having to remember to, you know, take the okay. So
yeah.
I think I was the only one who remembered that.
I'm actually not sure if I've saved my presentations.
Yeah. They'll probably still be there.
New ideas found. I don't really know what that means.
I think we've all learned stuff from each other, like the
through discussion.
Yeah. About each different part. So got new ideas from each other.
I'm not sure if new ideas found. Yeah, well, I guess we bounced off of each other, which was cool.
Yeah.
Like, based on marketing stuff, and then you'd say something about interface, and
yeah.
Yeah.
And we were able to modify each other's ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Different than with our areas
of
expertise. Yeah. Oh, does it have smart materials, by the way?
Sorry?
Does it have smart materials?
Oh, yeah. Did it come with the... I don't know if we counted that.
Okay. Well, with that achieved, our last slide is our closing slide. Yes, our costs are within the budget.
Yeah.
It's evaluated generally positively.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And don't forget to complete final questionnaire and meeting summary. Then we celebrate in such a way that I have no
TV.
Idea.
Okay, brilliant.
All right.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Okay, bye.
Conclusion.